Greetings, Tom D here, serving up another shot of the hard stuff. Join us tonight as we dig into the rock and roll ruins to unearth some tasty hard rock nuggets. Tonight's a special listener request episode of the hard stuff. I recently asked listeners to send me any suggestions they might have for music they wanted to hear. I didn't receive quite enough requests to fill an entire show, but I'll toss in a few picks of my own to round things out. We started the show tonight with a track by Pentagram, the song Forever My Queen, a 1973 recording from their collection First Days Here. I'd like to send that track out to my pal Burns. You said you enjoyed hearing Pentagram in an earlier show, so I thought you might like to hear some more. This next track is by request from my main man, Nagera. He wanted to hear another cut from the New York outfit, Boomerang. So here's another track from their self-titled 1971 release, a song called The Peddler.
The floor. I hear the pain.
from the land of the rising sun. That was the group Fly Dag with Rollin' Down the Broadway. From their 1972 LP, Dr. Siegel's Fried Egg Shooting Machine. I'm sending that track out to Zachary Nathanson. He suggested that I might do an all-Japanese episode of The Hard Stuff. Well, Zach, I haven't gotten that together yet, but I thought this Fried Egg track might be something you'd enjoy in the meantime. We're going to stay in Japan for this next selection. I received a request from Van, who wanted to hear some more from the Flower Traveling Band. So, Van, here's the title track from that group's 1973 album, Makeup.
Thank you.
from the UK. That was the group Warhorse with the song Ritual from their self-titled 1970 LP. This group featured a former member of the original Deep Purple, Nick Simper, on bass guitar. I'd like to send this next track out to a longtime listener, my friend out there in Vermont, USA. This one's for you, buddy. It's a track from the London-based outfit Spooky Tooth, the opening track from their 1969 album Spooky 2, the song Waiting for the Wind.
Yeah.
Some Hendrix flavor with that track. That was the Montreal Power Trio, Mahogany Rush, with the song Back on Home, featuring the expert guitar work of Frank Marino. That song was from the group's 1973 debut LP, Maxxum, and that was requested by my buddy Big D. Nice pick, D. Up next, another song requested by Big D. It's a personal favorite of mine, so I'm more than happy to play it. It's a cut by Leslie West from his 1969 LP entitled Mountain, which was soon to be the name he gave to his group. We're going to hear the opening track from that LP, a song called Blood of the Sun.
Politicians are screaming, there's a time and a little to spare.
Wow. It's kind of hard to come down after that song. That was Manitoba's own Bachman-Turner Overdrive, with the rare full-length version of the song from their 1973 eponymous debut album, the song Stayed Awake All Night. Thanks unto Nigera for providing me with the unedited version of that song. Coming up next, we have a track that's a bit of a mystery. It was sent to me a while back by listener Luke O'Malley. I think Luke found it on a Music Mix CD that came his way without any track information on it, so he had no idea who the artist was or what the song was called. It's an excellent song, and it sounds very familiar, but I can't quite identify it. Hopefully one of you folks out there might be able to tell us who it is. So here it is, tonight's mystery track.
I'm not afraid to die.
from New York City. That was Vanilla Fudge with Good Good Lovin'. The Fudge were primarily known for their heavy interpretations of popular songs, but that particular track was one of their own compositions. Before we continue, I just want to give a quick shout out to everyone who's listening out there in the far corners of the globe, particularly my friends in Mississauga, Ontario, Cagliari, Sardinia, Bangkok, Thailand, and Stockholm, Sweden. Thanks for listening. This next song's for Bill, out there in San Antonio, Texas. It's a track from the Houston outfit, Oz Naz. A cut from their 1975 LP, Rough Mix. It's a little song called Peanut Butter Yanni. We'll be right back. was Judas Jump with John Brown's Body from their 1970 LP, Scorch. As requested by Hard Stuff listener John T., Judas Jump was a UK group that featured the multi-talented Andy Bowne, who was previously a member of The Herd with Peter Frampton, and later went on to work with Pink Floyd. Well, it looks like we're reaching the end of this very special episode of The Hard Stuff. I hope you dug the tunes as much as I did. If you enjoyed tonight's show, I'd love hearing about it. Feel free to share your comments at my website, sonicdaydream.blogspot.com. We're going to close the show tonight with a request from Mars. No, not a planet. A person. Mars wrote in to request a song by the Firebirds. Apparently, not much is known about this group. They only released one album as the Firebirds, and there's no information on it revealing who these guys were. We're going to hear a cut from their 1968 LP, Light My Fire, the song No Tomorrows. Until next time, this is Tom D saying, make mine the hard stuff.
Tomorrow. They began in the water. Dark, gliding shapes that violate every law of nature. They're not human, but they hunt human women. Not for killing, for mating. Humanoids from the deep. Starring Doug McClure, Anne Turkell, and Vic Morrow. Humanoids from the deep. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.